From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday, voting overwhelmingly for independence.
Lo d'avui és una victòria de la ciutadania, indubtablement.
Several thousand gathered to celebrate in Barcelona, among them Josep, who said the vote was a victory for the people, despite what he called state aggression, a reference to police efforts to interrupt the referendum. Hundreds were injured.
Avui Catalunya ha guanyat molts referèndums.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said the people of Catalonia have won the right to be heard, respected, and recognized. He's expected to make a formal declaration of independence within 48 hours. But Spanish Foreign Minister Afonso Dastas said the central government has a duty to uphold the law.
We have offered dialogue without naturally accepting a precondition, which is the holding of an illegal referendum.
Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council in Washington said he expects the independence declaration to go ahead.
The question is if they feel that this is a legitimate move or not. I think they will go ahead and they'll do it, trying to force Europe or, you know, the European Commission to jump into this, or trying to force the Spanish government to negotiate.
The ballot has no legal standing. It has been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada, said a gunman who opened fire on the Las Vegas Strip late Sunday is now down, a reference to his being wounded or perhaps killed, that numerous people were wounded when shooting broke out at the Mandalay Bay Casino during a country music festival. The gunman's identity not yet been released. Local reports said two people were killed, at least two dozen others wounded, the incident forcing authorities to close a nearby airport. This is VOA News. A Fatah delegation is due in Gaza Monday, including the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister, in the latest effort to reconcile with Hamas. Randolph Macon College history professor Michael Fishback, who watches the Middle East closely, said the unity has remained elusive over the past decade.
Many ordinary people in Gaza, according to various media reports, remain skeptical. But I do think the Middle East in general has gone through such remarkable changes in the last 6 or 7 years, and even more in the short term from that, that I think there really is a possibility that this one could work.
However, he acknowledges obstacles, including the future of the Hamas army and future relations with Israel. Two women, one from Vietnam, the other from Indonesia, Monday pleaded not guilty as their trial into the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother got underway in Kuala Lumpur. Indonesia's ambassador to Malaysia, Rusti Kirana, is watching the legal proceeding.
As the ambassador of Indonesia, we have to support our citizens. Regarding what the law in Malaysia, we have to respect and let the court process the how it should be. But again, we have to stand by to our citizens.
They were arrested after allegedly killing Kim Jong-nam by rubbing a toxic nerve agent in his face last February at the city's airport. The women claimed they were persuaded their action was part of a prank for a TV reality show. A quarterly survey with the Bank of Japan showed business confidence at its strongest level in a decade. The good news for the world's third biggest economy comes as Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called a snap election for later this month in a bid to extend his rule. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosselló said Sunday that the number of residents of the Caribbean island in shelters following Hurricane Maria has decreased significantly. He also said the number of U.S. military personnel involved in cleanup operations is on the rise.
The DOD has increased their presence from 4,600 about 36 hours ago to about 6,400.
But almost a week and a half after the powerful Category 5 storm devastated the U.S. territory, about half the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. Most are still without power. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has insisted he will not allow secessionist movements to dismember the country. The West African country faces breakaway efforts in the southeast region formerly known as Biafra, as well as in the Niger Delta and by Boko Haram insurgents. A 38-year-old Ontario provincial lawmaker and practicing Sikh, Jamit Singh, was elected Sunday to head the left-leaning New Democratic Party, the first non-white politician to head a Canadian party with national aspirations. The NDP currently is the country's third biggest party with 44 of 338 seats. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.